Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Reminiscing over some of the people who've worked for us in the past and whose whereabouts we don't know. Remember old Leo Leahy was the great director on our staff?
That's right. I'd forgotten him.
And,
Webley Webster. Remember he used to be with us?
Webster. E. Carrington Lump was another one.
Yeah. How about Carly Fat Chams?
Yes, they've gone on to much bigger things. You not hear so much from them, but they're doing well.
Yeah, and who was it? Sherman L. Sturdley.
Yeah.
And, well, let's not bore the folks with our reminiscences. Let's get along to a remote broadcast that we've arranged right down here on 52nd Street, which is just outside the studio door. Wally Ballou is out there, is he?
Yeah, you're all set.
Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Blue, winner of 25 Diction Awards, greeting you from 52nd Street outside the CBS radio building here in Midtown Manhattan, where we're going to ask the question of the day to people that will stop. And the question today is, what's the nicest thing that could happen to you this week? How about you, sir? Can you come over to our microphones, please?
Yes, sir.
I'm Wally Ballou of the Bob and Ray Show.
Oh, you're with the Finley Quality Network?
No, CBS.
Right. I suppose a guy could shovel $1 million in my lap. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I said the nicest thing could happen, I meant something within reason.
Oh, let's see. The nicest thing that could happen. Oh, hey, I know.
What?
I'd like to see Al Sturdley fired for his job so I could move in and take over. Boy, that'd be nice.
Well, it would be so nice for Al Sturdley, though, whoever he is.
Let me tell you something. If Al was here and you asked him the same question, you know what his answer would be?
He'd want you fired.
That's right. That's just what he'd want.
Well, I guess it's dog-eat-dog.
You know the half of it. The perfume business is one of the roughest, most cutthroat industries around today. Brother, if you can help it, stay out of the business.
I will, sir. It's
using your head.
Let's move over here to... A lady, if I can have a little more wire on my microphone there, Joe Alonzo, please. Thank you. Ma'am?
Yes?
How about you? What nice thing would you like to have happen to you this week?
Well, I think the nicest thing would be if somebody would blast a tree stump out of the ground in my backyard. Call it off, free.
That would be the nicest thing that could happen to you.
Well,
huh?
I can't wish the tree stump away, you know.
Well, why is it so important for you to get rid of the stump, ma'am?
Because I'm sick of it. If I knew anything about dynamite, I'd do the job myself.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope a tree stump removal man comes into your life soon.
Fat cow cans. All I meet are bridge players.
Thanks for talking with us, ma'am. I'm looking around the crowd gathered about me as I stand here on 52nd Street. How about you, sir, over there in the back of the audience?
Well... The nice thing, Mr. Elias, has already happened.
Ballou, please. Ballou, Wally Ballou.
Oh, yes. Last week, I passed the bar examination in this state, and at the end of this week, I'm scheduled to try my first case in court.
Well, congratulations,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I hung out the old shingle, and I'm in business. It's a marvelous feeling. I think everyone should go out and pass a bar examination. The feeling really is that nice.
When you get your client acquitted, it's... Really round out a pleasant week for you both, I know.
Ah, yes. I've been meaning to discuss a few things with my client, but I've been feeling so good that I just haven't gotten around to it.
Uh-huh.
Just to be in a courtroom with the county prosecutor working my client over is... Well, it's going to be something.
You mean watching an experienced legal mind at work, huh?
That's about it. I intend to keep my mouth shut and my eyes and ears open.
Well, that should do a lot for your client, sir.
Oh, I'll probably benefit from the experience far more than he will.
Well, I'm sure of it, and thanks for chatting with us. I see they're signaling from the window upstairs that my time is just about up here on the street.
No, they're going to drop a piano from up there.
Oh, they're going to drop a piano from up there, and that means that I'd
get
better
out
move
of the way.
Out of the way. This is Wally Ballou returning it to our student.
Yeah. Hope he made it. Now, friends, to step out of character for just a moment, as Bob Elliott, I'd like to...
Oh, wait, I'm Bob Elliott. You're Ray Goulding, right?
I'll buy that. I'd like to ask if you've ever heard of radio stations that broadcast nothing but static and interference. I know you're saying some of your local stations, maybe. Well, no, I'll tell you. The communists in quite a few of these call jamming stations, and they try to prevent Radio Free Europe messages from reaching those in Soviet satellite countries. But it's a hopeless task for them. The truth broadcasts of RFE penetrate powerfully through the Iron Curtain anyway. And with the summit conference approaching, would you spend a dollar or even less to help make sure those captive peoples get accurate reports about the conference? We hope you would, and we hope you will. Send your contribution to Radio Free Europe, to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
And now, stand by, boys and girls, because we've got big news.
That's right. 34 hours of fairy tales, legends, Mother Goose rhymes, children's classics.
It's the Bob and Ray Story Records for Children between the Ages of 4 and 7 Club.
Think of it. 34 hours of fairy tales, legends, Mother Goose rhymes, and children's classics.
Alice in Wonderland.
That's twice you said that, Ray.
Winnie the Pooh, Black Beauty, Peter Pan, and a host of other storybook people and animals your children will quickly come to know and love.
And don't forget that insanely low price of $3 for all this wonderful stuff.
Shall we play a sample record, Ray?
Sure. Let's play number one in the series, Bob.
Okay, parents, here's the first record from the Bob and Ray Story Records for Children between the Ages of 4 and 7 Club.
Hi, kids. This is your Uncle Ray.
And this is your Uncle Bob.
Just a moment. You're going to hear the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
But first...
That's right, kiddies. First, we have a message for each and every one of you.
Now, you children may as well start growing up now, and Uncle Ray is here to help you.
Thanks, Uncle Bob. You see, your mommy and daddy think all these nice record stories you just got in the mail cost only $3.
But they don't, children. The $3 price is an introductory offer.
Remember that word. Introductory. Burn it into your little mind. An introductory offer.
Children, your mom and pop will be billed $74 for these nice, shiny records that came to your home today.
Now, some of you are not grown up enough to know the difference between $3 and $74.
Well, kids, the difference is considerable. Considerable, which means a lot.
And here comes the part about growing up. Now, when Mommy and Daddy get the bill in a few days' time, there'll be loud voices in your home.
You'll hear Mommy and Daddy coming to your room.
Now, just before they get to your room, children, stand on your tippy-toes and lock the door.
Mommy and Daddy will hit the door with their fists, but don't let them in.
And here's the easy part, kids. While Mommy and Daddy are trying to break down your door, take a nail or something just as sharp and scratch up all those nice records. Make sure there are marks on each and every one.
And then, because Uncle Bob and Uncle Ray never take back story records with marks on them, they'll be yours forever.
After that, you can open the door to your room and let your mommy and daddy in. And you can show them what you've done.
And after they're through with you, tell mommy and daddy to send the $74 to Uncle Bob and Uncle Ray very, very fast.
If they don't, children, there'll be legal difficulties.
Legal difficulties.
That means trouble, children.
All right, thank you very much. I hope you kids will all send for that. 74 fish in the mail. Now then, let's take a look at...
Gonna have a little refreshment time.
Oh.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi's sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
Okay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Tonight's audience question and answer period will be turned over to various members of our studio audience who have been invited back in order that they may explain their expense accounts.
Now, you may remember, friends, that Bob and Ray, and Ray, when I say Ray, that means me, of course, recently decided to give, as a token of our friendship, unlimited expense accounts to the members of our studio audience.
Expense accounts, which our audience could hand in after each show, covering any and all expenses incurred while they were here watching a Bob and Ray broadcast.
Naturally, we didn't expect this to run into much money. How much can you spend in 15 minutes when you're seated in the radio studio with the doors locked?
Well, some people have taken advantage of Bob and Ray. That's me and Ray sitting next to me.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
They've turned in expense accounts which we feel are padded, not legitimate.
Others, however, like Mrs. Natalie Grundage of Point Falls, Oregon, played it fair and square with Bob and Ray. Mrs. Grundage turned in an expense account of 60 cents. For a peanut butter sandwich in a malted. Now, Bob and Ray are happy to pay this expense.
Happy indeed. However, there's a Mr. Malcolm Murkridge, and is he here, please?
My lawyer is listening, too. Let me start off by telling you that...
Well, Mr. Murkridge, you turned in an expense account for $80.40 for drinks incurred during the Bob and Ray show. Now, we don't allow drinking in the first place.
It wasn't here. It was in the bar downstairs. But it was during your show.
Well, I think you'd better explain in more detail if you can. We can't just...
I don't like that if you can.
Well, can you?
There's an insinuation there I don't like. Anyway, I had this out-of-town buyer visiting me, and he wanted to see a show, and the only tickets we could get was to yours.
So you came here with this out-of-town buyer, right?
Right, and the show opens with this Kent Fredley fellow, I remember.
Oh, he's not with us anymore.
Oh. Then you had a Lawrence Pechtenberger story.
Yes.
And my friend doesn't dig flying saucers, so he said, let's go out and have a blast.
All right, so you snuck up and you went downstairs to the bar, huh?
You guessed it.
Well, how could you drink $80 worth in 15 minutes? It's ridiculous.
Well, let me put it this way. The feller is not a teetotaler, you know?
Well, that's still an awful lot. $80, 15 minutes.
Well, maybe it wasn't 15 minutes. I know the late news was on when we left the bar, but we got the idea while we were here at your show, so I deem it legitimate.
Well, unfortunately, if we make an exception in your case, others are going to take advantage of us, too. Now, we decided to allow you $1.20 to take care of the chases.
Boy, that's some expense account. Big deal.
That'll be all now, sir, if you'll let Miss Rosalie Reese sit down here. Rosalie?
Yes, back here behind the giant bottle red palm tree.
Well, Miss Reese, you've turned in an expense account for $147.96 for travel expenses.
Well, my girlfriend and I visited your show on February 12th. While seated here, we discovered that we had lost our tickets to... another program.
And, well, that doesn't explain the $147.96 travel expenses.
That was my girlfriend's idea. And she thought we might have left them at home. So, we live in Wilkes-Barre. We called the airport, we flew home, found the tickets, we got the idea here at your show,
well,
and I think
it's... not a legitimate claim.
We gave you a break, we flew tourists.
All right, well, we'll award both of you 74 cents, which will easily buy a large towel to cry into, and I think that's... all the expense accounts.
We want Mr. Frank Ferret to remain, too. We want to go over his account.
Do that off the air.
We'll be back to say so long in just 10 seconds.
All right, Frank Ferret, we'll see you tomorrow, then, and you can explain yourself.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get to work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Enjoy Mother's Minority Report in the second Mrs. Burton, weekdays on the CBS Radio Network.
Your dial's on 74 KCBS AM-FM, San Francisco. San Francisco.